You know, our vision is one of cooperative conservation. Some years ago, the great conservationist Aldo Leopold talked about a nation of citizen stewards, that we can't get the conservation job done and the environmental job done unless each person in their own backyards and working together engage in conservation and environmental entrepreneurship, if you will. So for us, we're trying to seek those partnerships, partnered problem solving. We're trying to emphasize innovation and what I like to call environmental entrepreneurship, the imagination of many minds creatively figuring out how to reduce our environmental footprint, and then working in cooperation across a mosaic of landscapes, public lands with private landowners and across the country.
It would seem that an approach like that would require a lot of volunteerism in the private sector, and many times that volunteer effort has been lacking. It seems that we need some kind of regulation from the federal government or from the state governments to make sure that the environment is protected.
You know, the vision is a multifaceted one. Of course, we have, since Earth Day 1970, a whole suite of environmental laws that were unfurled, our banner environmental statutes, and we are very committed to ensuring compliance with those statutes. So the question is really a matter of emphasis. As we go forward in the 21st century, I think the question we all have to ask is, how do we get to that next step of environmental progress? We build upon the regulatory achievements, but we have to begin to ask ourselves, how can we work together to get that next increment of progress? And when you look at what's actually going on in the nation, you see tremendous cause, I think, for optimism.
There are no doubt some innovative ideas popping up out of the private sector to deal with environmental concerns. But the big greens, the environmental organizations, are issuing scathing reports about the record of the Bush administration, and they would disagree with your characterization that we're making progress. They would indicate that we've lost ground in environmental protection.
You know, I think we have to look at the actual results on the ground. There's always politics at play, of course, in conversations about environment, but the real test of success is on the ground, and also the kinds of commitments that we're tangibly making. I like to say environmental progress is a journey, not a destination. There's always more to be done. But this administration has the highest dollars ever expended by any administration going towards environmental protection, whether it's on the pollution side and pollution cleanup or on the land management and conservation side. We have a number of new programs. The president initiated a landowner incentive program. It's one patterned after what he had done in Texas to try and stimulate and engage people to participate in species protection, particularly at risk and threatened and endangered species. He inaugurated a private stewardship grant program with a similar focus. So there's an awful lot that is occurring that is getting results on the ground.
Well, let's try to get to the nut of the philosophical difference between the Bush administration and many of these environmental groups who find great fault with the Bush administration's approach to environmental protection. What do you think the key differences are between the White House perspective on the environment and these environmentalists?
I think the fundamental difference, the major reorientation of philosophy, is to say, you know what, real success doesn't reside necessarily in numbers of enforcement actions taken, but rather in results on the ground. And that there are a whole array of tools to achieve that, many of which are outside Washington. All Americans want clean air, they want clean water, and real success resides in inspiring them and working with them and partnering with them. And I think the record will tell a very good tale.